Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. We're really pleased to have Wei Wei Wong with us. Wei Wei is the Co-Executive Director of the Vermont Professionals of Color Network. Wei Wei, we so appreciate your work and can't wait to have a deep dive into everything you do. I'll just start by saying how important it is for Burlington Electric to work with you. We so appreciate being able to share job descriptions with you because we're really committed to diversifying our workforce. Tell us a little bit about your work and about the network.
My name is Wei Wei Wong, she, her pronouns, and the Vermont Professionals of Color Network, we are a statewide organization. Our mission is to advance the economic and social prosperity of the community of color across the state. And so what does that really mean? It means that we are supporting them in terms of access to the resources that are going to be most beneficial for them to thrive and succeed here. We're all about workforce and business development and retention. When we first started the organization in 2019, we came together really to bring people together for the sake of joy and community. We wanted to make sure that they felt and saw each other, right? And actually, our first event in 2019 was supported by the City of Burlington's CEDO office, Community Economic Development Office. And we held it in Burlington at Vermont Comedy Club. And we had a community of color come through. We had Black and Brown comedians and improvisers. And we laughed. We were together. A lot of people were saying, I've never seen you before. I've been living here for 20 years. Other people would say, well, I've been here for 5 and I was going to move. But now I see I have community. We had 100 people come through, all from the community of color. So as we were creating these events early on in VTPOC history, we realized we needed to do more of them because bring people together, it made sure that people were aware that we each existed, and also we were able to connect about the various resources. So that's where we started. Where we're at today, our organization, we are a 501c3 organization, and we have 6 staff members and 1 part-time person. We are just doing things across the state, and we really focus on that awareness piece because that's where we're still at. That's actually the critical piece. So how do we bring that into the fold? And I think what you're doing here is like thinking about workforce development, expanding who is at the table. Who is coming into BED, working at BED, advising BED on what the community needs? Because the way that we might need to approach it for the community of color might be the same, might be different depending on the person.
For us, I think, for BED, it's important to not only know you're there, again, to share job descriptions mm-hmm. and to make sure that folks everywhere know about what's available at BED, but you also bring up this important point that we need to be able to clearly articulate what it is we offer, how it benefits people, regardless of where you are economically or otherwise. And I'm really thrilled that Itameno works with us here at BED now as the program and equity analyst. It's with Ita's lens that we can start to think about how we communicate everything we do in a way that's accessible to a broader range of people.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. You know, we need to have that community voice, and Ita's a great person to contribute to that, you know, and how do we also engage the rest of the community as well? How is BED going out to the community to really talk about this and to listen?
Can you talk a little bit about more what you offer to, say, organizations that want your help?
One of the things that we do, and my co-founder, Tino Rutanhira, who's co-founder, co-executive director, and his focus is business development. And he has been working on one of our initiatives called Newcomer Nexus. And this is really to support businesses, organizations to more sustainably, if you will, recruit professionals of color. So this program, let's take BED as an example. If BED wanted to have us more proactively, after you put your job on our website, into our jobs board, and you find somebody who is a great candidate, among a range of candidates, and they happen to be from out of state or from outside of this region. We as an organization would come in with Newcomer Nexus. And what this does is when you have identified that candidate, we can talk to them about what life is like in Burlington. What is it like to live as a person of color in Burlington? What is the culture like? What are the resources that are available? Because at the end of the day, they can talk to a HR professional, but that HR professional has different motivations in talking to that individual. They want to recruit that person. And maybe, you know, it, like, let's say they're talking to me and I'm a white HR manager. I'm like, yeah, Vermont is great. It's a great place to live. But they're taking it from the context of being a white individual living here. Where we come in is talking with the individual about what it's like to be a person of color living in the city of Burlington or in the state of Vermont. And so we can give them this opportunity of making the choice for themselves if it's the right fit. So that is the benefit for the employer. If the individual identified is successful in that process and the hiring organization is also successful in actually recruiting that individual, we also offer a service of following that individual for 3 to 6 months after, supporting them, making sure that they're connected to the community. And we do that through an ambassador program. So this ambassador is assigned to the individual from their local region. The ambassador checks in on the individual frequently, making sure to invite them to various events, making sure that they have everything that they need, making sure they know where the grocery store is. So these basic concepts, instead of being dropped into Burlington in the middle of February and it's icy and not knowing what snow tires are or what potholes are, we now have a support system that's already set up for them. Not just the network itself, but also this ambassador that is dedicated to making sure that they are the most successful that they can be on a social level.
If there are businesses that are listening now that want to tap your services, tell us how that works. Is there a membership fee or what?
It is right now. There is a fee. What Tino and I are working on is getting funding from a state or federal level or philanthropic, hopefully, opportunity so that we can make it more affordable or free to access for small organizations. So right now there is a cost associated with it because it takes a lot of time and energy and we compensate all of our ambassadors.
So I am interested in demographics. Like, we complain in Vermont that we're shrinking or not growing, but I think that's just the white population, right? I mean, we are becoming more diverse.
We are, absolutely. So when you look at the census between 2010 and 2020, the BIPOC community grew by 112%. When you look at the numbers, that's not actually a lot, to be honest. It's thousands of people, but we're growing. And we're growing in areas that are surprising, I think. Central Vermont and Southern Vermont, actually. And if you think about also during the COVID period, a lot of people have also come in, whether they're traveling nurses or coming in from cities like New York and Boston. And that includes a lot of community of color. There's also a lot more effort by employers like BED, like UVM Medical Center. All of these large organizations are really working hard to diversify workforce. And that also means people are coming into the state, which is wonderful. So our community is growing in that way. And I think that if you even just walk around Burlington, you'll see that a lot more. And it's really beautiful. And we have some great restaurants as well.
We do. Like you say, everybody benefits, for
everybody sure. Benefits. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I really love how you're helping organizations sort of bridge the gap with not only how they're outreaching to ensure everybody's included, but to make sure that their own workforces are diversified.
Exactly.
Weiwei, it's been such a pleasure to talk with you. I learned so much. I hope others did too. And for professionals of color here in Vermont, now you know where to go if you need support, resources, build community, find joy. And if you're a business looking to diversify and looking to be more effective in how you engage in outreach, it sounds like Weiwei and her team are well positioned to help you there too. So thank you so much again for your time. It was so nice to speak with you.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy. If you have any questions about this podcast or what BED offers regarding incentives, rebates, or technological support, look for us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're always here to help and look forward to engaging with you on our mutual path to net zero energy.